Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, hey yo, Cleveland, Ohio. Big Max, with a raw one. Stepping into the club, checking, just dance. Do your thing, girl.
What's up, y'all? What's up? Y'all know who it is, man. It's your boy, E-Max, and we on this Hood Tunes Radio. Sitting up in the spot, we got the three kings, yo. Cheese and Andy B, of course, myself. E-Max, the image man, the coolest host in the world. You tuned in the Hood Tunes Radio. It's a fucking Friday, and it's beautiful out here, man. We gonna keep this shit going with all of that natural born bosses. Good Tunes Radio.
Yeah.
get this bread like bread,
like knife,
and I need double bags full of cash. I would
down up in
nice. Never tell a whole your business, let
that bitch
be so
wise.
I know we live in tight, and you nigga
set your life.
Your life. We put up demon life, we drink it when we
ride.
Right. But don't wanna fight, want his shit turn out the night.
Your life.
I talk and back it up, never lie, that shit ain't
right.
Right. Open just like a kite. Push up and take a fight. It's going down tonight. My niggas bossin' by
that light.
You gotta whip it right. When you whipping right,
and white.
The judges know that high.
Up in the
sky.
Sky.
We keep them coming back. They need another stack. We running through them racks. MVP is still
like that. They say like that.
We jumpin' through the straps. They say that shit
that
don't
matter. Don't matter.
But don't make this McDonald's. Started off making
bangin'
hollers. They couldn't stop it. All bands off the top.
Niggas might doubt it, I'm good long as I'm making the profit. Don't make me spaz out and cock shit. These niggas all bloody. Why you thinking my buddy? I'm thinking niggas don't love me. Why should I push you, shove me right out of the way? Yeah, I like the box, but my man, he love that gunplay. I'm pitching that day, make niggas whisper and say, ain't there them dudes came through the town back in the day? Hey, when it's time to grind, I'm a grind, my nigga. When it's time to shine, I'm a sham, my nigga. Bottom line, I'm getting mad all the time, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, all the time, my nigga. Yeah. If money is on your man, better grind, my nigga. You living a life of crime, better grind, my nigga. You're fresh out from doing time, better grind, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, better grind, my nigga. Yeah. You better make your next move, your best move. Because my man standing next to me, he love to test dudes. Leaving with chest tubes and a half of a lung. I got the whole world asking where the fuck I come from. Straight from the land where niggas ain't playing. And if your face is unfamiliar, then niggas is spraying for real. I'm just trying to hustle up on some meals. Whether it's weed, coke, or selling some pills. I know how it feels for your back to be against the wall. No one to call, but still feel 6 feet tall. Your little niggas ain't half of me. I got some real last soldiers that'll blast for me. All that I should see. It's not for free, it's just a small reward for being a G. Who did it like me? Stay iced up in foreign whip. Stack my chips and keep something on my hip. When it's time to grind, I'm a grind, my nigga. When it's time to shine, I'm a sham, my nigga. Bottom line, I'm getting mad all the time, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, all the time, my nigga. Yeah. If money is on your man, better grind, my nigga. You living a life of crime, better grind, my nigga. You're fresh out from doing time, better grind, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, better grind, my nigga. Yeah. My best man tried to slander my name. Like when I hit the streets, they wasn't gonna be asking for change. Hating me, the nigga thought he could gain. But his pocket still looking the same. Be playing with change. When I come through in that coupe on buttons, might crash the whip and cop new like bitches. Nothing upgrade to stunting. Linen, Cardi frames. I know what y'all thinking is that nigga don't ever change. Probably not. I'm obsessed with flooding blocks, dodging cops, trying to network up to the top. I get dope, skip through towns to get mo. Thought it was cheap blow, but it came back to pure snow. When it's time to grind, I'm a grind, my nigga. When it's time to shine, I'm a sham, my nigga. Bottom line, I'm getting mad all the time, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, all the time, my nigga. Yeah. If money is on your man, better grind, my nigga. You living a life of crime, better grind, my nigga. You're fresh out from doing time, better grind, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, better grind, my nigga. Yeah, yeah.
Institution known as the Hip Hop Workshop will be tomorrow Cleveland Standard Time at 2 p.m., so that's 2 to 6 p.m. at Cleveland State University, Large Room 136. The projector screen will be in use. Some of the things that will be happening, well, we already know Suave Gotti will come through. Silver B will come through as well, talk about his new radio show. You know I'll be pumping up our radio show and the shows that we have out there. That'll be on the blackboard. We have my man Rocky Young Shilzy, who represents Trail North, UGK Records. He'll be coming through doing some live footage for himself, his video and stuff like that. So it ought to be a very interesting day, because we also know my man Ronnie B from 1008 Vision will be in the house, OPN, quite a few others. And that's, again, at 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. And, of course, that's at Cleveland State University, 1899 Euclid Avenue. The building is right between Euclid and Chester. So it's 1899 downtown Cleveland off of East 22nd and Euclid. And I definitely will call back. I'll let you get through with some other phone callers. But I just want to call back and get some information on the music business. I know how y'all do it on a Friday and Saturday night, so I'm definitely got a question or something like that to ask you in about an hour. So I thank you very much.
All right, Al, we thank you too, man, for that information, and we hoping that everybody, you know, saying get some free time and get on down there and check out the festivities, because it's always, always positive energy flowing through at the hip hop workshop. I know,
right?
Every single time. That I heard you talk about it. I'm always kicking myself in the ass. Because, you know, sometimes on Saturdays we start recording, man. But you know what? We got to, it's a unity thing, man. We got to come together. So we trying to make some moves, man. We trying to make some moves, man. We're going to get y'all straight. We're going to get everything straight.
Cool.
And hopefully we can join you sometimes. And that's what the mission is, to be able to join you. You know?
Right.
So y'all go on down there, support yourself, support our porter in the music industry in Cleveland, Ohio. That's right, I call it an industry because that's what it is. If you don't call it what it is, it'll end up being something that it's not. So
I love that. Much respect.
If you don't want to call it the music industry in our city, then go somewhere else and call it something else, because we have our own. I told y'all. We got our own music industry right here in our city. We just got to tap into it, y'all. Y'all know that our Porter Jr., man, the sheriff. On the
Thank you.
Get down there. Number 138. That's what's up.
Yes, sir. I talk to everybody from Bar City Music in a little while. Like I said, I really got to get some advice on something. So may everybody stay safe.
And that's what it do. That's what it do, Al.
All right. Peace.
All right. So y'all know what's up, man. Get on down there to Cleveland State University tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 6 p.m. It's the number 138 episode of the Hip Hop Workshop. I remember me and she used to go to the Hip Hop Workshop a while ago, man. Oh, that shit was so fun. It was so fun. And it was also entertaining. It was enlightening. And it was really an experience, man, that all the artists in the city need to get down with. Because you can meet people, you know what I'm saying? You can connect with other people in the game, you know what I'm saying? Do some collaborations. Meet some of the artists that you hear on Hood Tunes Radio and other stations from around the city. So y'all get yourselves in it. And look, the big thing about it is Al's so large out there. Most of the artists that's performing down there always calling in on the show on Monday night. So y'all got to stay tuned and keep in touch for Al Porter Jr. to play in the streets on Monday night. That's from 9 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. So for y'all, you know, this show is really just a preview of the shit that's going to go down tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So y'all, get y'all set together and make it down there. We're going to start it off with the after party. Poetry
fans,
man.
Yo, ha-ha. We about to party hard, people. We about to party. You need to throw your hands in the air when you get in the joint.
Hey,
just party with the boy.
Hey.
Poetry fans,
yes sir.
Have to party.
How you feel?
Parma Rays.
about to get a drink. It's only instinct that with a little liquor, everything is insane. You might as well say, I'm looking pretty flat. They check it for the kid, yeah, he the big guy. He headed for the stage, he rapping from a rave. He about to make the crowd jump like they was in his way. The party beating hard and everybody moving. Even people on the wall, you can see him grooving. Now pay attention to the beat, can you rock that? And pay attention to the groove, can you stop that? Now this another club banger, can you top that? If you ain't rocking with the kids, you need to drop back. You need to take a lesson in how to rock a stage. First lesson free, next lesson you gotta pay. We coming to the party, and we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. They shut the club down, cause we party hard. Cause we party hard, cause we party hard. Go to the after party, where we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. You think the party over? You think it's all a wrap? Next sunset, we bringin' the party back. We about to lead the party, home to the after party. Grab a couple chicks, make them act naughty. Move through the crowd, exit stage right. Hit the liquor store, I ain't drank all night. The after party crowded, you can barely move. Let's take it outside, they got plenty room. DJ spin the track, let's bring this party back. See, this the after party, ain't no party after that. Let's turn the music up and bring the hate down. If you got a bottle, pass a drink around. If you smoke trees, then go and light it up. I hope you came to party, cause we party tough. I got smoke screen, brought the problem too. I see elementals, he know what to do. The beat is off the chain, the roof you did your thing. I'm about to go and party, let the chorus do its thing. We coming to the party, and we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. They set the club down, cause we party hard. Cause we party hard, cause we party hard. Go to the after party, where we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. You think the party over? You think it's all a wrap? Next sunset, we bringin' the party back. We coming to the party, and we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. They set the club down, cause we party hard. Cause we party hard, cause we party hard. Go to the after party, where we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. You think the party over? You think it's all a wrap? Next sunset, we bringin' the party back. Yeah.
Ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs. All I see is dollar signs. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs. All I see is dollar signs.
Life full of counters. That's a whole lot of commas. Went from damn near nothing to busting pounds of product, making moves off the counters. Pump plays down for them profits. Ain't no rules out here in the streets for that dirty dollar. Smoking gas, they playing possum. Reminiscing on my first 100,000. Been cashed out on them choppers. My circle shooting, no problem. You won't raw, I got y'all. How you want it, nigga? Hard or soft? MVP, we still taking off. My chalk box blow in the dark. Bottom of a Sam, not a role model. Catch me drinking Remy, straight out the bottle. And I'm banned up, she fuck with no problem. You see we winning, the money hollering. Successful living, yeah, we young and pilot. Shouts go off to them two bosses. He's a work, yeah, you know we got him. True plan, I want the money
fire. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs.
Yes, sir. So what is
his brother taking a man from jail?
So what's up? What's up? Hey, man, y'all know what it is, man. Hood Tunes Radio. We in the round table. You know what I'm saying? And we do our 1-2 right here on Hood Tunes Radio. 646-478-0944. Y'all can call in, press the 1 key to talk. Or you can log online at blogtalkradio.com/HoodTunesRadio. Click the live tab, music. And we on the first page, man. Y'all can listen online live. That's right. First page. What's up to my nigga Corrupt out there, yo? I see he online too. His show jumping off tonight. Shout out to Border Rations Brady, yo. You know what to do. Mm-hmm. Hey, so y'all know what's up, man? It's beautiful. We doing our 1-2. It's prom night for some folks. I want y'all to be careful out there, man, all right? Don't be letting them motherfuckers have somebody cars on the news tomorrow morning sitting on the grass, you know what I'm saying? Because one of you motherfuckers went out there and got two and smashed your shit up. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of parents on your drink.
Yeah, a lot of parents are chaperoning too, and that's a good thing. Because we don't give a fuck how you feel about it, because we know you're irresponsible.
Come in. Get out.
No, you can't get out.
And you, and
1 minute late, you motherfuckers ain't getting in. You know what I'm saying? Them the new rules.
And you can't get out.
No.
That's how
I do. Yeah, ain't no going in and out. Now, when we was going to prom, nigga, we was go outside, smoke, come back in. Oh, no.
They
shut all that shit down, man. By the time y'all went to the after prom, nigga, shit. Motherfuckers was already crashing their cars and shit. For the prom.
They better smoke for the girl.
They better smoke for the girl. You better hope your mama lets you smoke that shit in her car. Are y'all riding?
No. I'm going to smoke in the basement. In the garage.
I can't make it to the car. They can't make it to the car. Oh, hell no. But you don't want to go. You don't want to go to the prom. But then you know what? Because you really don't want to go. Date might not want to go to the prom with her dress smelling like Kush. So, you know, it all depends on how your prom date.
Give a shot of a drum.
You know, you will be out of motherfucker though with this shot of patrol, goddamn. The motherfuckers just make a song about that shit for nothing.
Y'all know we got good.
Everybody made a patrol.
Y'all know
Usher made one.
It's
Usher
good,
made one.
Radio, we just bullshit, goddamn. We ain't getting nobody out drunk and fucked up on push. Ain't no Kush cologne.
Hey, no, we ain't Kushy Manning the nigga.
We got
saying? Y'all have a good time, man.
These niggas ain't drinking this six pack.
Be responsible.
You know what I'm saying? Wear a condom tonight. Some of y'all ladies gonna get popped for the first time on the prom. You got the nigga to take you to the prom that you want to get a coochie to for the first time. Make sure you put on a condom. Because when he get done with you, there's another little broad that came to the prom that saw him in a suit and was like, wow, he dressed up nice. So she got to clean up nice now. She got newfound love for the nigga. And she's trying to make sure that somehow, some way, they hook up tonight. So make sure your prom date wear a condom. All right, prom dates, dudes, wear condoms tonight. I don't care if you with your girlfriend. Because if a father found out that you fucked her for the first time on prom night, he going to kick your ass when he sees you, especially when he lets you drive his red Dodge Durango.
All right.
See, that be the whole thing about it, man. Motherfuckers, you know, you know, it's an ego thing. You know what I'm saying? When you got 10 motherfuckers that, man, whoop that motherfucker ass, nigga. And you whoop that motherfucker ass, your ego just got boosted a little bit more. But then, one thing that we don't realize as human beings, we have a third eye. And when you walk up on a motherfucker that you know you either going to have a problem with or you probably not going to win this battle, your third eye is going to send your body a signal and your body is going to respond with those vibrations. Talk your way out of this one. As tough as you might be, I'm feeling the heat off this nigga next to me. This motherfucker standing in front of me, the evil is being portrayed through the lenses of his cornea. Fuck his motherfucking heart beating through his shirt. That just means I got my opportunity. I got my opportunity to get all this rage and all that shit that's been built up. You can't fuck with a nigga that's on the rest of the channel. I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck how cold you is. That's why Mike Tyson kept getting knocked out. Because believe it or not, most people don't know what fear is. And when they get the nervousness and they get the beatings, because they know it's time to put their skills out. Now, a motherfucker who think he got skills, he don't get nervous when he get ready to fight somebody. Yeah, nigga. But that other motherfucker that's trying to figure you out because he's talking all of this shit, when he hit you the first time and he realized he caught you, you better watch out for a whirlwind because you get ready to get your ass knocked the fuck out. If he don't knock you down with that first one, he really just setting you up to see what he can get off. Get off, bitch. Now what? Now what?
If he'll knock you down with that first one, now he's scared because he gave you a hard shot and he ain't dropped your ass. Like, oh, man. That nigga just said, wow! And he ain't do nothing. Now this motherfucker's scared.
Now you gotta figure out that shit. That's them niggas that can't fight, though.
Right.
See, that's the niggas that don't know what they can do. What we do, man? We fight. We shadow box. We watch boxing. We see the shit. We go back and we practice the shit. Even now to this day, you can see some shit. Damn, did you see this?
And you know what?
How you doing?
The part here, the hardest punch to throw is the soft.
It's soft.
And that's the crazy part.
But Bruce Lee said it best. He says, know your opponent. Never go into battle without knowing your opponent. So you arguing with a nigga you don't know, you're like, man, go ahead with that bullshit, man. Go ahead with that bullshit. See, nowadays, niggas want to pull out guns. They don't even want to fight no more. They're like, nigga, I'm hard, you old. See, nowadays, it's stupid. And it's hard.
You don't work out.
Yeah, this is what
you don't work out. I bet you we could get a pharaoh. They'd give up their pharaoh.
Yeah, they're like, all right, old school. You better go ahead, old school.
They're going to work with us.
Man, I'm about to whoop this old nigga ass. Talk about shit.
They're going to give us a pharaoh. He's going
to clap that motherfucker. He's going to be running for his pistol. You better run, nigga. Hope you can see the running 45, motherfucker. That little young nigga finna beat you. He finna shoot the shit out of you. Now you know he can't win. He didn't listen to his third eye. He listened to that pistol.
He got 90 seconds. Old school nigga got 90 seconds.
That's 90 seconds.
A minute and a half. That's all.
And I'm taking it to you. First thing I want to do is break a rib. I want to break a rib first.
A minute and a half.
Hey, Fox, you young nigga, think about
here.
I'm about to knock you out. Oh, come on. We strictly fit. I'm going to break your rib and disable you. See, that's what it's all about, because I only got a minute and a half, and you think I want to stand here and waste all the energy I got fighting, running around in circles?
Right.
I'm going to wait for you to run in.
Boom.
I'm gonna hit you in the shoulder. Kick you in the shin.
I'm gonna run up your whole body like a ninja.
And then step back and was like, you want some more? And watch you get ready to fold in two. Grab, give me my shit, nigga. This motherfucker hit me with some shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna let an old nigga steal me and I'm gonna just shake that shit off.
Shake it off.
He's like, damn, dog.
Them old cats come from the military.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, damn, dog. That's your bitch.
You gotta run your
hands. Hey,
that's
your bitch. I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. It's a misconception. It's a misconception. misconception, and I believe when I say misconception, that means a lot of motherfuckers got the shit twisted.
Okay.
A bunch of them. Oh no, listen. A bunch of them old ass niggas that's out here now that will go down with your ass for real. They recovering crack and heroin addicts, and the motherfuckers hate the fact that they killed their life and shit getting hot. So they mad. They get out of prison. You know, I ain't doing no motherfucking drugs. They get a little program now. They counselor. And they walking around with gold chain, all the shit they couldn't afford. You know what I'm saying? All the shit they lost while they was out there cracking up and shooting up and snorting and sniffing and fucking with strawberries and lost their families, their wives and left them, the kids don't like them no more. These niggas mad because they let their kid high turn their life around. And so now that they back to where they was before they fell off, they got that boost of energy. And they can't wait for one of these hot mouth ass young niggas to say something so I can tear his mouth out. And that's their whole purpose.
But you know what?
That's the whole purpose, man, is to get to a fight with these young niggas.
No, it's a reason for that.
They mad. They mad at themselves.
No, they not.
No, oh, yes, they is.
Not
man,
that.
If I had never stopped smoking
no,
that shit,
not
I'd
that
do
reason.
This, I'd be that.
Not for that reason. They mad because they had a reputation,
mm-hmm.
and then they let a young nigga whoop that ass while they was fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why they mad.
Yeah. They got to get back.
But that's the only reason they mad is because they still could fight when they was fucked up.
Yeah.
But they just took the ass beat because they was fucked up.
They was fucked up.
It wasn't like they couldn't fight.
Right.
This nigga was a beast.
Right.
But
when he was just fucked up.
But that dope was a beast, too.
That motherfucker made that lung shrivel up.
No, the nigga don't
make that. And the muscle crap. Your old motherfucker muscle turned into a slap of flab.
No, it don't eat.
Okay.
It don't. Your mind turned into the flab.
Yeah.
Just listen here, man. You've been beating niggas. You a knockout artist. Ain't no, you can't tell me you gonna start smoking dope
no.
and now you can't fight.
Shit. I've seen that shit too many times.
I've seen
the niggas get knocked out by a crackhead.
Hell yeah.
You better be glad that ain't going in your pockets, motherfucker. All I asked for was what I was paying for, bitch.
That's
give me
what
I paid for. Before I robbed your bitch ass. And this is like,
man,
get that shit up.
That's why they be mad when they get out. And they be done rehab. Now they mad because, yeah, a couple of young niggas in the hood done got out of them. But that was because you wouldn't fight the nigga because you'd rather take the dope for the ass whooping or whatever instead of your manhood, you know? And that's the only thing you ever lose. Whatever you do in life, the only thing you can lose is your manhood, being a man. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that.
And if you lose that, then what you got?
Man, you know what, man? I was telling this white dude at work, man. I should see. The world is fucked up right now, man. Everything is fucked up. The white man against the white man. Everybody against everybody right now. The motherfucking white man was telling me how him and his neighbor, this is how they feed. All right? He bought a plot of land next door to this motherfucker who got a plot of land. They put their little string up and they fish in between their land. So now because, you know, this other old-ass white motherfucker mad because he got neighbors now. He likes to shoot. He likes to come outside and shoot his shotgun.
I'm
out of
here.
What?
I don't even want to call him while I'm prison now.
Music.
2000 greats.
What up?
Come on.
Lord, on this song, just pick me up and show me a brighter day.
my life, Lord. Change my way.
Gotta change my life. I'm hustling my money every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me.
Gotta change my life. I'm hustling my money every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. I'm tired of smoking. I'm tired of drinking. Every time I take a sip, I sit back and start thinking of my life. Depression starts to creep in, telling me you really want your life to end. But that's a lie. I know that voice didn't come from God, but I try. Gotta fight just to stay alive in this world, especially when this world's so cruel. In these streets, you gotta play by the rules. But I'm a fool, cause Lord, I know your word. Yet I'm out here in these streets, rolling, flipping birds. And have you heard? Our friends are in the pen of dead. They've been misled by something that the devil said. But you're the truth. The truth shall set me free. I'm searching for peace, Lord. Can you come and save me? Release the pressure, the pain from within. 1 John 1:9, if I confess, you forgive my sins.
Gotta change my life. I'm hustling my money every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me.
Gotta change my life. I'm hustling my money every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me.
Keep the wisdom in my life, but it's evil in my sight. So I pray to the Lord to bless my soul and take control. I know it's almost time to go. Racing to death, your word is kept. Not Jesus' weapon, I cannot slip and take a trip in an endless pit. Surrounded by hate, it makes me sick. Searching for peace, and I'm on my knees. God, help me maintain in Jesus' name. And I want these sins within a burning flames. Gotta make a change. One life to live, and I give my all to you. But demons scheming, thinking it's us to slipping. It got me tripping. Take this proposition and listen. Just stay on my mission. Illusions viewed in my mental pollution. My temper, remember there's life after death. Keep good health. Now that's wealth. Don't play yourself. Some time is left. Have peace with yourself. And every day I'm gonna pray to the Lord to change my ways. I'ma drop my guns and join the church and do it God's ways. And then I change, I change into a better man. Thank you, Lord, for reaching out and grabbing my hand.
They move that thing around like a windmill. offend me.
You can ask me tomorrow how the night feel. You can act like it's your birthday and move that thing around. Do it on the runway.
I'm polished, bitch. Not to mention
hit. How much truer can I get? I do so much, hope I don't slip. We here, MBB in this bitch. In this bitch.
Niggas is too fake. Can't have no witnesses at this court date. I move weight all through the city. You're deeper with me. Nice bears and titties. Plus she's so pretty. I move swiftly on my grind all the time. Avoid the drama, but if niggas get out of line, I grab the man. Start bucking, cat bucking. Hollow tips is crushing. Anything they touching, this though I'm fucking. Gotta have it. I'm a savage. I'm 20 plus, nigga. And yup, I'm still at it. A thug's life is not nice. It's so trite. Kinda like trying to roll a seven with one dice. Niggas talk about that cash, but they ain't really with it. When the opportunity come, they scared to go and get it. I hustle on my pivot, ready to get this cream up. When it comes to this money, I'm just playing clean up. Get your cream up, reach for the sky. Niggas gangsters, but they ain't gon' scream beat till I die. The plot's unfolded, Glock stay locked and loaded. Got work, gotta push it, ain't no time to hold it. I'ma let my money stack, I'ma let my money stack. I'ma let my money, stack. I'ma let my money stack, I'ma let my money stack. Drop that work in the pot, spin it, rip it, bring it back. Money on my mind, dog, so I'm thinking green. Nigga try to play me sweet, then I point the beam. Couple shots hit him, leave him dead on the scene. And you should praise my team, especially since you getting green. These haters hate the team, probably cause we flipping cream. And when I'm on the scene, I keep the heater close. I know these faggots wanna see me fall and see me broke. Because I brag and boast on how I down the coke. Watch how I down the coke, make the fiends beg for more. I'm finna cop a boat and go and hit the coast. And tell Poppy he don't need the job, I cop the boat. I call it shipping coke. Now what you know about Mike's for the rocks don't move. Strip so hot, dog, even the cops don't move. I got blocks to move, so I move to another block of blocks don't move. I'ma let my money stack, I'ma let my money stack. I'ma let my money, let my money stack. I'ma let my money stack, I'ma let my money stack. Drop that work in the pot, spin it, whip it, bring it back.
Time on this one, man. Because I overclimb, I overshine. The world is mine. You talking reckless? Check this. I be in my best fit. Yeah. Still stump you out and take a fresh piss. The trigger man do not miss, so kiss your ass by. I'm hotter than July, smoking on that light AI. It ain't no way to deal with me. A screw's loose. About my paper, I propose a woman.
Now tell me who you know. They be getting like me. Yeah. Who be in and out and trapping different hoods like I be.
On my grind,
your boy be going overtime. I'm in it for the dough. You gon' be rich or poor, just take off and it's a go. Make sure you stack it up if you don't want your bread to fall.
Every Christian young and wanted money causing clothes.
I know what it is, man. It's your boy, E-Max. 646-478-0944. Hey, did I give you a phone back, man? Because I left your shit in my car. Oh, okay. So y'all know what's up, man. I'll let you, boy, man. We had an extended play on the music. We gotta go get some brew.
Gotta let him know.
Andy B
on the wheels.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You
want me,
dog?
Andy B in the house, man. Hey, don't forget, y'all, tomorrow is the 138th Hip Hop Workshop down at CSU. And that's in room number 136, okay? Right there on the corner, East 22nd, in the Black Studies Department in Euclid. And so if y'all touring anything, y'all get some free entertainment and some free awareness and uplifting it. I'm pretty sure they're going to let everybody know what's going on. Me, myself, I'm going to try to be there. I ain't going to make no promises. I never do. I'm going to try to be there. All right, knock on wood, we're going to make it. So we just want everybody to know that Cleveland is jumping. The weather is changing. We're not sure. Motherfuckers are acting fools, though. So y'all chill out, man. It's prime night. People out doing they want to. So, of course, you know what I'm saying, the Alphabet City Boys, you know what I'm saying, the Boys, 5-0, whatever y'all these call them. We call them the police, period. All right? The police, all right, for real. And just to give y'all a little history on the police, man, them motherfuckers, they was the first motherfuckers with flashlights and guns chasing niggas down in the woods back in slavery days, you know. Yes, that's right. The same motherfucker you mentioned, Hempstead, J.U.S. Shoot! So y'all know what it is, man. 646-478-0944. My motto is, check it out for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to believe me. So we don't keep this motherfucking music going on, because I'm talking fast as I just asked you. What's the name of that motherfucker?
Slager.
Slager.
Budweiser.
Crown.
Crown. Black Crown.
Black fucking Crown, man. Damn.
Budweiser. Black Crown.
And I ain't doing no free advertising. I'm just telling you. You know what I'm saying? I'm drunk. And I only had what, about 4 hours was that shit? Five, maybe?
Three and a half.
I had a glass. But just the motherfucking liquor time, just to show y'all these, what we talking about, honey, kapow, man.
Watch us turn up. They say we ain't getting money. Hold up.
motherfucking question, man. What the fuck is up with all these new rapping ass niggas in these 2.5, 3 minute songs? They cheat, motherfuckers.
Oh, they
even the niggas on the radio give me 3.5, 4 minutes.
No, they ain't cheating nobody, man. They ain't giving niggas
a sample,
nigga.
No, they ain't.
There's
no motherfucking
sample.
We got 3 sample.
It's a sample.
A sample with 3
damn.
That's fucked up.
That's something,
nigga. That's something that you put on a demo tape. No, man. These motherfuckers is doing shit like this on the stage, man. On the stage, man. Watch. Man, they
can
do
that
on the stage.
You can do that on the stage.
Like Like, what the fuck you mean? Everybody's a fiend. That's what the future seems. Even the college dean. Just know we shot with me. I'm off and never seen. Oh, screaming, look at him.
We be white boy wasted. Rim our baby. Hennessy crazy. Doing pills lately. Get money like the 80s. Cocaine crazy. But your niggas hate it. Turn up, you niggas say. We be white boy wasted. Rim our baby. Hennessy crazy. Doing pills lately. Get money like the 80s. Cocaine crazy. But your niggas hate it. Turn up, you niggas say.
No, turn up.
Boy wasted. Whipping up them babies. Hurts got me lazy. My DJ going crazy. Hennessy wasted. Turn up, y'all niggas faking. I'm up, y'all need to face it. I'm running through them bases. Been chewing pills lately. Them red monkeys crazy. These bitches we ain't saving. They good for catching babies. Cocaine crazy. Got chickens from the Navy. Get money like the 80s. I'm sipping on that Remy. Rolling up that strong. Yeah, my money gone. Yeah, my money long. Got them geekers on my phone. Make it hard to go home. I be whipping, whipping, whipping. Till it's locked on its own. I'm in the end zone.
We be white boy wasted. Renting more baby. Hennessy crazy. Chewing pills lately. Get money like the 80s.
Cocaine crazy. But your niggas hating. Turn up, you niggas faking.
We be white boy wasted. Renting more baby. Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s. Cocaine crazy, but your niggas hating. Turn up, you niggas faking.
No, turn up.
Turn up.
Gambit, my rhymes travel vortex beats never seen yet. Bet if we was gambling, gather to come and handle them. Brandishing a weapon, a stepping with two fists. Watch this, all my real niggas gon' cop this. Hot like fish streaks, to the day I deceased. Increasing my profits, rocking beats plus other hustles like the Circle and Wayne. Need my money in double bags, boy, I'm about to get it. And sit it to the side, have that shit if I got to. Send my daughter to college when she's 18. I mean, the verses are mean, so it would seem. And that a nigga that's gonna get the cream. I gleam cause I grind and shine cause I go hard. And niggas used to talk down, they sick like, oh God. And broadside, I used to kick it with having a heart attack. Like, damn, this nigga getting it. My dumb ass ain't know how to act. Black skill, put the mic down. Nigga, I'm here now. Nigga, straight clowns, y'all can listen to my shit now. Vow to keep it cheating until I leave upon the planet. Then I'll be a star shining. Planet, gigantic. Gambit, my mental cause ripples across space and time. What line are you found? I'm out my motherfucking mind. I was trying to stay alive from 16 to 25. I shot it out with niggas. Serenity came in 05 in the form of a daughter by the same name. Named it that because she brings peace to a deranged brain. I maintain my focus. Since then, I had to keep it pushing. Get my mind right, money right, some shit cooking. Some of my niggas still cooking, some still feeling the killing. Some young niggas can't still see the vision, so they thinking shit sweet. See me chilling with the children, cause I got a little older. Fuck with them and I'ma kill them. Nigga, trust me, I just be thinking on my mathematics. Getting paid all day, got 8 ways to get the cabbage. Savage on the inside, exterior cool as ice. So people think I'm laid back and women think I'm nice and enticing. But rub me the wrong way, catch an uppercut like I was Tyson. Now pick your teeth up, cause I came to enlighten. But see the G in me when push, start wars like Bush. Niggas don't understand how hard I'm about to push. D-Cabbage, you know who I am, I'm about to show you what's going on. Nigga, you ain't no shit like
nigga.
What
what I'm going to say, I'm pretty sure going to be challenged. So call in. Tell me where I went wrong. I'm going to go into the top 25 for the season. And we also going to talk about the future of the music business. And I'm done.
Hell yeah. Nice. I'm going to have to keep it posted on that phone line so I can support you as well on that, my brother.
Right.
Straight up. Get that info on that line so we can get that and pump you up on this show too. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. That's what's up. And Al, what's happening, man? What you doing?
Oh, man. Listen to my man. I know Life Innovations also has that other video, Once by Land, Twice by Sea. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing out my man D's video, you know, D Gambit. I'm looking forward to seeing that tomorrow evening. That'll be like the highlight once I leave the hip-hop workshop, which is, of course, blessed to be in Cleveland State, 1899 Euclid Avenue. That's 1899 Euclid Avenue right on East 22nd at Euclid at the main classroom building, room 136. That's 2 to 6 p.m. So I'm thankful for that, and I'm looking forward to the video premiere tomorrow. And, of course, I'm looking forward to seeing how that Once by Land, Twice by Sea works out. So at I'm thankful for all of this. And I just want to throw this out there, man, because I'm going to pull out my notebook and open it up. And the reason I'm pulling up out the notebook and opening it up is because I want to know from you all, like, in this business that we've been in, like the music business and everything like that, now, where do you see it standing? Where do you see it heading? Especially now that we have, like, the internet talk shows, blog talk, you name it. Where do you basically see it heading now for artists? Do you think it's the day of excuses are over or what? That's the one thing I want to know, the excuses of not being able to make it and succeed. I'm going to shut up now.
Go ahead, E.
I would say definitely, man, because, you know, the world is the plate now. Whereas you should just be a neighborhood, or you should just be, you know, luck of the straw. You met somebody that knows somebody, somehow like that and the other, or, you know what I'm saying, you saw no dope, you know what I'm saying, produce yourself or get somebody to, you know, feature on one of your tracks. But
right.
At this point, at this stage in time, man, this is as simple as a digital upload in a picture. And that really get everything started, you know what I'm saying? And just basically moving from there, man, that and getting out on the street, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But to reach the base that you want to reach from the jump, the internet right now, man, that's the way to go. I mean, you can do everything from posting a song, posting a video, to starting a label, setting up an account where you can sell your music. So, you know, what's the hardest thing about it is learning the registration rules and shit and all that, and the fees that go along and the tax issues. You know, a lot of people forget those things. You know, especially now that they're trying to come up with legislation that charge you taxes on shit you buy online. And I guarantee you that's going to include music at a point. Sales tax. Queen ain't getting her money. So that's what I got to say on that. So, yeah. If the days of excuses are over, it's been over.
Definitely. Yeah, and then plus, man, Emacs just really said it all just now. But like I was saying, Al Porter, when I was on your show, when you was interviewing me, the thing about it is, man, this is like, to me, this is like the Industrial Revolution. Remember when your grandpops used to tell you, yeah, back in the day we used to work hard and there was jobs everywhere and things was new and they're building new cars. That's what this is right here. You feel what I'm saying? We had another point to where if you really got something that you're trying to do or that you already got together, you could really build it. You know what I mean? Because back in the day when they first started making steel and making cars, you know what I'm saying, the assembly line was running. And that's how the internet is. The assembly line is running. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You come up with your own ideas and do it yourself.
That's right.
That's all I ask,
man. That's a powerful thing, man. That's what's more believe it or not, man, that is where the industry is at, in my opinion. That's where it is. It's all about basically the independence. People get tired of getting, you know, used and robbed. There's a lot of hot artists out there that ain't getting a chance to be heard. And so now that chance is possible. The impossibility is gone now. And so it's basically the underground music scene that created its own economic faction, and they can't deny it no more. You know what I'm saying? And because we control our own music now, and the promotion and the marketing and all that shit thereof, you know what I'm saying? It's more and more and more and more artists that's out there in the market that's being able to be picked up by these major labels. And what's good about it is most people going in for distribution. You know, only them fools going in to be artists on the major label.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They'll throw you a couple $1 million up front. That ain't free money unless, you know, it's paper. But somehow, some way, you don't pay it back. You might be throwing up the Baphomet signs. But you know something? I learned something about that Baphomet thing, man. It'll blow your mind. You don't talk about that on Wednesday. So I'm going to leave this one alone right now. It's very, very deep. So I'm going to talk about it on your show, too. You're going to make a comment.
Don't sleep on your boy E-Max, I'm done.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. A nigga working hard, you know what I'm saying? A nigga working hard. We tried to make something out of nothing, you know what I'm saying? Didn't nobody never want to, you know, turn their eyes and look at Cleveland, and I don't understand why. So for whatever reason, I was compelled to do this. It came to me, and I love it. I accepted my job to the point that I understand what I need to do here. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And the only thing I'm trying to do is make it better and make it grow. You know what I'm saying? Because there's people like Keith Clizark and some of the other people that call, you know what I'm saying, and tell us they listen and they like the show. The 5,300 people every month, you know what I'm saying, that's fed to the whole Hood Talk Radio Network. We all, you know, we grateful for this, man.
That's on 8 days.
You know what I'm saying? 8 days a month. So it's a beautiful thing to be able to reach people like that, whether they call or they listening online or downloading shows, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I got to make sure that the list is A1. You know, people listen to us because they believe us, man. They believe what we're saying. Either what we done said something and they found the shit work because it does. You know what I'm saying? Or they understand the seriousness in which we take things that we do. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just about the radio station. This ain't just about me. I did this for us, man, because we need it. You know what I'm saying? We need it.
So yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's always a place to go. You can get your music heard. I get tired of that bullshit on Z1079. You got to kiss motherfuckers bad. Get your music on that show.
Preach.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're owned by somebody who's telling them what they can and can't play. And I honestly believe that the city of Cleveland deserves better than that. You know what I'm saying? We got too much, we got too many legends. We got 2 million up-and-coming billionaires and millionaires, not just in the music industry, man. We got people that's talented in all areas of entertainment, and they just overlooking us like we ain't here. So what better way to reach outside of this motherfucking city for the people who ain't got the resources to reach outside of the city, but the tools that they gave us to use. And it's the World Wide Web. You know what I'm saying? So if you can reach a motherfucker in China, if a motherfucker in China can log on to Blog Talk Radio and listen to D. Gambit tell what he's doing, Al Porter talk about what he's doing, and me or what I'm doing, or some of the other artists from the city, hey, man, what better way to do that than listening right here to Hood Tools Radio? And I like to say, and send shout outs to a lot of the other stations that's here from Cleveland, because I do a lot of surfing and I listen sometimes. And believe you me, a lot of brothers only play their people music. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't bragging or nothing, but we play your music. And we get music from everybody.
And we got, you know, love the flood.
We can do it. So it ain't no problem, man. I mean, it's all love coming from my country. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. The only thing, the only restriction is, don't send no fucking garbage.
No 2.5 minutes.
You know, no songs that's 2.5 minutes, man. We got a couple of them, but come on with them demo songs. We don't like demos. We like what the industry like. We like full songs. Okay? So let us know when y'all get ready to hear this for the 2 minute or 3 minute song, and it's your single that you're releasing. And then I know it's just a demo, a cut version. We don't do those. It's Hood Tools Radio, nigga. If you got an edited version, say that shit for church. All right? We from the hood. We don't get that shit. Don't come and pay. We love the hip hop workshop because it shows niggas how to come bring class to their act. You know what I mean? Keep it mean. But be clean. You know what I'm saying? That's the motto. That brings a whole nother element to your performance. Believe it or not, it's teaching you something. It's teaching you how to get your message across without cussing. You know what I'm saying? That's period. But for Hood Tunes Radio, if you got an edited version, I'll still play it. I ain't going to be like that. But rather hear what you really feel. You know what I'm saying? That's the name of Twitter Tunes Radio. So come on with that bullshit, y'all. All right, we love y'all out there. We thank y'all every week. We thank D. Gambit. He called in. He spent some knowledge letting y'all know what he's doing. Where he's going to be. Cleveland Zone. Kyle Porter Jr., same thing. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all can find this. All you got to do is, like he say, man, Google it. Google that shit right there, man. But look, man, this track we're going to take out of here. We got 4 minutes left to go. I want everybody to enjoy this show. We just want y'all to get up and jump around. Turn the music up.
Okay.
Light up, y'all. Just do this. Good Tunes Radio, man. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow night. Yeah. Big Cabot. Now, Porter. Now, Big. Let's see how big they are.